The popular skating rink behind the Highway 11 Weber's and Starbucks is now open for its third year. When the sun is out, you can always find figure skaters on the rink practicing, says Starbucks manager Jennifer Smith. The community just loves it, she said. Later in the morning, young moms come out with baby carriages to have a little skate. After school brings out all the kids, and after dinner brings out families who skate until the lights go out at 9 o'clock. Smith says the rink is always a highlight for local families who are looking for winter activities. People stop by when it's being constructed to check it out and see when it's going to be ready, she said. People really look forward to it. The rink is well kept by the Weber's maintenance team, who made a homemade Zamboni to flood the NHL-sized rink, she told Aurelia Matters. It's our biggest draw during the winter, Smith said. At first nobody knows we have a rink, and then people see it through the glass windows when they are ordering their coffee. People always comment. On the weekends, the rink has been the go-to activity for Washago families, especially during the pandemic. It's always so busy, Smith said. When the adults see we are over the capacity limit, they get off and let the kids skate. It's a really nice community thing. On Family Day, February 21, Etobicoke resident Steve McNeil will be on the ice for 19 hours and 26 minutes for his annual 1926 fundraising campaign for the Alzheimer Society. The event honors McNeil's mother, who was born in 1926 and died in 2014 after battling Alzheimer's disease for more than 20 years. The mayor is coming out to skate, the Barry Colts mascot is going to be skating, and some local figure skating clubs will be here as well, Smith explained of the day-long event. Smith said the rink's purpose is for owner Tom Rennie to give back to the community. He is always doing things to involve the community and give back, she said. Most of the kids that work at Weber's and Starbucks are from this community. She said all community members are welcome to use the rink at no charge. Skaters are asked to wear a helmet. The rink will be available into March as long as the weather stays cold enough to maintain it. Surrounding the rink are fire pits for spectators to keep warm.